It's Thursday the 8th of October 2015 and I'm in my office in Hull. It's late afternoon and I'm just about to leave for Hull Station to go down to London and to start my journey to Newcastle in New South Wales in Australia. I fly tomorrow to Hong Kong and then almost immediately on to Sydney. It's my first visit to Newcastle in New South Wales and I'm looking forward to it. I'm speaking at a conference and doing some workshops. I'm going to see my old friend, Professor Sally Chan from Hong Kong and Singapore days, and a couple of my cousins from Brisbane are passing through Newcastle, so I'll see them in the middle of the week. The weather here is pretty dull, not too cold, but it's very damp, but I believe it's going to be 28 degrees centigrade when I get there, so I'm dressed for warm weather.
This train will call at Brough, Howden, Selby, Doncaster, Westford, Grantham, Allen the King's Cross at 19:45. First class is available in coach D at the rear of the train for first class ticket holders. Coach A at the front of the train is the quiet coach, the use of mobile phones in this coach is not permitted. My name is Cole and I'll be your onboard manager for today. This train calls at Brough, Howden, Selby, Doncaster, Redford, Grantham and London King's Cross at 19:45. First class is available in coach D at the rear of the train for first class ticket holders. Coach A at the front of the train is the quiet coach. The use of mobile phones on the quiet coach is not permitted. Please ensure one person is present to set silent on the stations to remove. If you wish to make a phone call whilst in coach A, please make your way to the best of your
It's Friday the 9th of October 2015 and I'm in the Cathay Pacific First Class Lounge at Heathrow, just waiting to catch my flight to Hong Kong.
Senior First Officer Chris Andrew, Senior First Officer James Cole, and Second Officer Chris Arisma. Our in-flight services manager today is Catherine. She will be presenting you with a safety demonstration in a couple of minutes. I'd like to ask you to pay particular attention as it does contain important information with regards to your safety aboard the aircraft. Flight time today is 11 hours and 14 minutes. The weather in Rudy's forecast to be fine, but I do, however, suggest that you keep your seatbelt loosely fastened at all times while seated, in case you experience unexpected turbulence. If you're ready to go up front, then loading the last of the bags, make sure you're taking off directly direction towards Hong Kong. In the meantime, please sit back and relax and enjoy the flight with us. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats as we're about to close the last cabin door for departure. Would all ground personnel please leave the aircraft now? Thank you. Will take us to Hong Kong in 11 hours and 40 minutes. We are looking forward to making your journey a pleasant and comfortable one. May I please have your attention for the safety demonstration? Thank you. 各位乘客，敬请留意以下的安全示范，多谢合作。
The local time is 6:27 on Saturday, the 10th of October. This is a 7-hour time change between Hong Kong and London. We would like to reset your watches. At this stage, we expect to be landing at 6 minutes to 7. It's nice and early. We should have you on the parking way shortly thereafter. Weather in Hong Kong is fine. Wind is northeasterly at 12 kilometers per hour. Good visibility and temperature of 25 degrees Celsius. All that remains is to thank you for choosing Cathay Pacific. We hope you enjoyed the flight with us today. Like to wish you a pleasant stay in Hong Kong for a safe onward journey. Get a crew that's steady when it's landing. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hong Kong. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments as items inside may fall out. Kindly take all your belongings with you when leaving the aircraft. In order to conserve energy and keep the cabin cool, please close your window shades before leaving your seat. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular functions may now be switched off. For passengers with connecting flights on Cathay Pacific and Dragonair, please reserve time for security check and arrive at the boarding gate at least 30 minutes before departure to avoid disruption to your travel plan. The connecting flight information is available on your personal TV or our ground staff on arrival. It has been a pleasure looking after you, and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you for flying Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance. On behalf of TX252, we wish you a safe onward journey. Thank you. This announcement is made by Hong Kong Department of Health. Due to the recent outbreak of Ebola in some countries in West Africa, a few confirmed cases of Middle East respiratory syndrome in Middle East and in some areas of the world, H7N9 in China. If you travel to any of these areas in the last 30 days and have developed symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, vomiting, diarrhea or bleeding, please contact the local health authority upon arrival. Thank you.
Saturday the 10th of October 2015, I'm in Hong Kong Airport, just boarded for Sydney, and thankfully I've been upgraded to business class, which is very nice.
Good morning to your captain speaking. My name is Gary Mandy. On behalf of myself and all of the crew, welcome on board. We've just got a few more of the corridors to be loaded and closed, and we might be waiting for just a couple more passengers to join us. We should be on our way shortly. Our flight time onto Sydney is 8 hours and 4 minutes, and subject to any air traffic control, routing changes or delays, we should have you arriving in Sydney International Airport ahead of scheduled arrival time. Now working alongside in the cockpit is Senior First Officer Scott Vinson and Second Officer John Winter, and leading the cabin, your in-flight services manager Sonel, and she'll be introducing herself to you shortly. The crew will be showing you a safety briefing and demonstration on your TV screens as well as in the aisles, so we do please ask that you pay attention to the briefing as it contains important safety information. We are expecting good flying conditions. It looks like we have clear skies for most of the route. We won't disturb you throughout the journey, and just prior to our descent, so we'll give you an update on expected arrival time as well as the local weather for arrival. In the meantime, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the Cathay Pacific service. Thank you. 10 minutes time. Looks like we've got some good news from air traffic control. They've given us a short track arrival with a higher speed, so our current landing time is expected to be at 7:30 p.m. local time. Gets us in about 15 minutes ahead of the scheduled arrival time, and we should have you disembarking at the gate just before the scheduled arrival time of 7:45 p.m. There's a 2-hour time change between Hong Kong and Sydney, and the time now has just gone, or is just about to go, 6:55 in the evening. The current weather for arrival looks to be fine. It's currently 20 degrees centigrade and the northeasterly wind at about 16 kilometers per hour. On behalf of myself and all of the crew, it's been a pleasure flying you today, and we certainly look forward to seeing you on board again soon. And for the cabin crew, that's 30 minutes to landing. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sydney. It is a safe trip for us to remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments and items inside. Before last, and maybe also kindly request you to take all your belongings with you before leaving the aircraft. Mobile phones, portable electronic devices, and cellular functions.
It's now Sunday the 11th of October 2015, and I'm in Newcastle in New South Wales. It's literally 1 minute past midnight, so I've just got to my hotel room, settled down, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the week here. It was further than I thought from Sydney Airport to here. I thought it was going to be about an hour's journey. It was 2.5 with a very talkative driver, Tony, but very entertaining. Knows Sally very well, and he'll be picking us up tomorrow to take us out to the vineyards and for dinner. So I'm looking forward to seeing Sally tomorrow. And what I'm most looking forward to tomorrow is running here, because I'm right on the waterfront and there seem to be quite a lot of paths and causeways along here that I can run on. The hotel's very nice, and it's given me a nice room, a suite. So far, so good. It's still Sunday, the 10th of October 2015, and I've been out running this morning on the front here. It's absolutely gorgeous. The weather's beautiful. Lots of people out, and already I really like this place. I've just had the very sad news on Skype from a colleague in Saudi Arabia that an old friend, Professor James Ware, has died. James is featured in a previous podcast. In fact, I recorded his voice at the beginning of one of my seminars in Saudi Arabia when he was introducing me. And I've known James since early days in Hong Kong. He's been to our house in Hull. He knows my family. And he was quite old. I know he had a heart condition and had open heart surgery recently, and certainly didn't look very well the last time I was there. But he was a generous and caring and very generous and entertaining man. And it's very sad news. So James, rest in peace.